This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What is... Dax, are you...
tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes, I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Thank you very much, Chris Villar. Yes, you're hearing your buddy Stoney here. Jim Costa is on vacation this week. Greg Hargrave back from his little respite. The Gov is here, Heather Park, and he is John Jansen.
Good morning, Mr. Stone. How are you?
I'm okay.
It's good
to,
good to see you again. You're all bundled up. You got a big warm jacket on.
It's kind of like a weird type of hoodie, kind of, really.
Yeah, yeah, a little the Sherpa-lined...
fleece, whatever you want to call it. I don't know. Yeah. Uh-huh. Whatever.
Yeah. No, it looks, looks good, but yes. You must be snug and warm.
Yes. By the way, as you know, because I sent you this picture, some of the things we talk about on the show carry over into real life. So yesterday, I had to take the dogs to the groomer.
Yes.
And so I said, you know, what time should I pick them up? She goes, it was about like an hour and a half, hour 45 minutes.
So you had some time to kill.
Yeah. Oh, it's around lunchtime. I'm just driving around.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. What should I do for lunch?
What did we talk about? Oh, Five Guys. Yeah.
Yeah, you sent me the picture. You had one single fry.
Well, that's when I remembered to have take the picture.
There was only one fry left?
There was only one fries left. I ate
one fries.
Yeah,
one fry.
Yes.
It was one single fry in those little transportable little cups that you could either put ketchup, mustard, or put some condiments in, and you must have had the
vinegar,
and it was one single fry sitting in a tub of a bathtub of vinegar.
Yes.
So I, in my response, was one where, much like you, I had been craving Five Guys all day. From that conversation, from that moment on, never had the chance to get over there.
Right.
But the other response I wanted to send you was, it was fry abuse.
Oh,
because I don't like the dipping it in anything other than that's one of the only places I'll use ketchup on fries.
Well, I had a little, first world problems. You usually go to fry, you have the ketchup, they have, whatever you want, the pump.
Yeah, you pump the ketchup.
Pump the ketchup. Yep. They didn't have that. So I had my little transporter, so I had to take all the ketchup packets and put about, one
all
at a time.
All the Five Guys have that. Were they just out?
No, they didn't have one. They didn't have one next to where they usually have it. I was stunned.
No ketchup pump.
Yeah. And the vinegar, really? The vinegar is bottles. But
right, yeah, yeah. That's interesting because
yes, I was.
Five Guys is one of the great places where they don't care how much ketchup you take.
Oh, I know.
You could just fill up a bunch of those, and they're the only ones that you can actually seal up and take with you. You could throw them in the bag, and they're perfect, absolutely perfect. So you don't have the miniature ketchup packets that.
Yeah.
I mean, basically, it's two fries per packet.
Yeah.
It's about all the ketchup that is in those things.
I know.
So hey, nice job. What'd you get on the burger?
I get. Ketchup, pickle, mustard, and grilled onions.
Okay. All right.
And cheese. Yeah. And cheese.
Yeah. I'm very basic. It's just cheese and ketchup.
Okay. I always forget, not that it would change my mind, when I ordered Five Guys, yeah, I have a cheeseburger and a small fries.
You forget that it's a double cheeseburger?
I figured it's a double cheeseburger.
Well, you can't get the little cheeseburger. You're a grown man.
Well, I don't. I get the...
Can you imagine going to a restaurant and say, wait a second here, I'm going to order a cheeseburger and a small fry, and how dare you give me too many fries and too many patties on my burger? That's how you walked away from that situation.
No.
That was the conversation you had yesterday. They give you too many fries.
Well, it's
more than you need.
It's
patties than you need, obviously.
Yeah, because they have you get the small fries.
Yeah.
That's why you don't get the medium fries, because you don't need any medium when they give you small fries.
That's why you don't get the medium fries, yes.
Yes. Well, look at this guy. You think that, like, he's like a...
I always get the large fry and the cheeseburger, yeah.
All right.
Obviously. I'm not gonna go there and waste all those calories and come up short.
No, I get that, but if you order just the one cheeseburger, it's not like a little kid's burger. It's just a normal cheeseburger with one. I've never had it. Then I always realized that you can just, you know, not be a pig and get one patty.
Yeah. Did you know you get a bacon cheeseburger there too?
Yes, I do.
Bacon on top as well.
Yes, yes.
Cheese, ketchup. It's glorious.
I know. I've had bacon burgers before.
Well, I'm sure you've had them before. Yes. I'm just asking if you knew that they had them there.
Yes, I do. And they also have really nice, good shakes there too, but I didn't do that either.
Yeah. I mean, you're going to come away from that one. You might as well just go all in.
I know. Get the angioplasty ready. All right, last night, Michigan State with a really good performance. They didn't look great early, but they came back, really good second half, and they beat Purdue 75-66. The story of the game, the bench. They outscored Purdue's bench 35-11. Guys like Frankie Fiddler had a really good game with 11 points. Obviously, Jace Richardson, he's been really turning it on lately with 12 points. When Cohen Carr dunks those alley-oops, my God. And when they're home like that, the place goes crazy. And so they've, you know, had the tough loss against, you know, Indiana last week that nobody expected. Then they go to Illinois and come back from, 15, 16 points and win. And last night against not a great Purdue team, but still a pretty good team. They are ranked 13th in the country right now. Michigan State was ranked 14th. Michigan State was a slight favorite, but it sets up. Friday night's going to be wild at Chrysler.
Oh, it's going to be a great environment. And, I mean, it's everything that college basketball should be, and it's everything that you should have here in the state of Michigan with both teams being good.
Right, that's what's...
Not going to sit there and say either team is great.
No.
You won't know how good they are until the end of the season because you got the Big Ten tournament where there'll probably be another matchup, whether it's Michigan State, Purdue, Michigan, Michigan State, because they end the season playing against each other. And this is one where Michigan, Michigan State, and I know that with the bulk of teams that they have now in these conferences, it's hard to have a matchup twice a year.
Right.
Michigan, Michigan State should play twice every single year. They should play at Chrysler. They should play in East Lansing at Breslin. And they should have, that should be a protected rivalry.
And to piggyback on that, John, they should end the season every year.
I agree.
Like, I don't know why college basketball doesn't do Duke, North Carolina
last game of the season. Right.
And they should. Now, the Big Ten is making steps to do that.
Right.
Oregon, Washington is last game of the year, and there are several other rivalries that end the year with those rivalry games. College basketball should do this nationwide.
I agree.
Isn't Michigan, Michigan State the last game this year or no?
That's what I just said, yes.
Yeah. Oh, it is. It okay, is.
But,
yes.
But what we're talking about is...
Every year doing it.
It should be a double up.
Correct.
Every year, and one of those should be either at Breslin or at Chrysler at the very last game of the year, which is that's how it sets up this year.
Right.
It should be that way every single year.
The other thing with the schedule, and you know, I get crazy with certain things with schedules over the years, but so they're playing Michigan, Michigan State is Friday night, and then they're playing again the last game of the season, March 9th. So for Michigan State, they're playing Michigan twice in their last five games. I'd like to see them like spread it out. Like if you're going to play them at the end, play them in the beginning rather than have them as bunched together.
Like one of those two games that they have before the quote unquote holiday break. You want it that early?
No, that I don't want. I want
you want it earlier in January.
Yeah, when they start Big Ten play.
Yeah. Well, I mean, they are two Big Ten games before.
No, I know when they start real
Big Ten
play.
But you're saying you want it, yeah, okay. I don't know. I kind of like it where it is because both teams have had a chance to sort out who they are. It's more definitive as to, you know, like early on in the season, and I don't know that Michigan has really gotten away from this. They've been able to win some games, close games here recently, you know, but beginning of the season, it was, hey, we can get a 15, 16 point lead and then we'll just, you know, pee it away.
Well, yeah, that's you know, we'll talk about that probably on Friday in previewing the game, but yeah, Michigan's problem is they can't. I've never seen a team
keep a lead,
and it even goes back to the Juwan teams that would have leads like late in games and they blow it. This team, they're up by like 15, 16. It's amazing. They get the double digit lead and then they just blow it. And then you know, they've been winning close games, which is good for Michigan. Michigan State, and you know, you were talking about the schedule. I did read that Michigan and Ohio State, they're trying to make sure that they play twice every year because they don't, I guess.
Well, no, they don't. And
which brings up the point that we mentioned this yesterday in basketball, Michigan, Ohio State. It's just another game, but it's Michigan, Michigan State's a bigger rivalry. Basketball-wise.
There's no question. Michigan, Michigan State on a annual basis, and it's more because Michigan State's been good, is the team that Michigan, if you're going to prove yourself, you don't prove yourself by beating Ohio State. You prove yourself by beating Michigan State.
Right.
I mean, that's just simply the way it is.
Mm-hmm.
And so I would, if you're having to play a team twice, it should be Michigan State in basketball. Now, the fan base, when you put those two fan bases in the same arena, you could have some fireworks and some excitement. And
oh, yes.
That's what makes it fun. I get that. But for the product on the court, for Michigan, it should always be Michigan State in basketball.
By the way, I thought it would have been really, really funny if one of the Michigan players on Sunday would have planted some sort of... put it like a flag in the middle of the in center court.
Of course you would.
That would have been hysterical. We have some ticket texts. Stoney didn't get onion rings yesterday. The bit that will never die. I like how John is telling Stoney that he's ordering incorrectly when Jansen orders a burger with just cheese and ketchup, something a 7-year-old might have.
Because I don't like pickles or I don't want to waste the space. If I put too much on my burger, now it conflicts with eating all the fries. I don't want mayonnaise. Mayonnaise is disgusting to begin with. Pickles on a burger makes me want to vomit.
Oh, I like
and I don't like tomatoes. So like I'm starting to eliminate all the different things. And yeah, my palate is very
onions.
No, not on that one.
Okay,
And because most of the onions, they're just not done the way. If I do it at home, I will saute onions, but it has to be sauteed in bacon. Bacon and obviously butter.
Chef Jean Janson.
Yes. We're getting French here.
Yeah. French fries. By the way, when's that going to change?
American fries.
Freedom fries. That'll change.
Yeah. It did. That did a while ago.
Yeah, for a little bit. Yeah. All right. Our telephone number is 248-539-9797. Hey, coming up at 6:35, we're going to go on another carousel. We went with the quarterback carousel on Monday. Today, we're going on the NFL free agent carousels. 97 won the ticket.
Hey, we're talking college basketball. We all know March is right around the corner, and college basketball is reaching its most exciting part of the season. Right now, new customers on FanDuel can get $150 in bonus bets when your first $5 bet wins. Sounds so easy, doesn't it? That's $150 extra bucks to bet on everything from, hey, whether it's tournament and conference titles to tournament upsets and even who's going to be cutting down the nets by the time it's all said and done. If you've been waiting to join FanDuel, there's no better time to get in on the action. The app is easy to use, and when you win, you're going to get paid instantly. All you have to do is visit FanDuel.com/971Detroit. That's FanDuel.com/971Detroit and get in on the college hoops action before March even gets here. Must be 21 or over and present in Michigan. First online real money wager, only $5 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. If you have a gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover, all for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code STYLE at checkout. That's harrys.com, code STYLE. Enjoy.
This President's Day, upgrade the look of your home without breaking your budget. Save up to 40% site-wide on brand new window treatments now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com, the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, is the better way to give your home the presidential treatment. Blinds.com makes it easy with free virtual consultations on your schedule and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Choose from trending woven wood shades or upgrade to motorized. Blinds.com has everything and more, all with upfront pricing and no hidden fees. Need help with installation? Blinds.com can handle it for you. Or DIY with expert guidance from our design pros. With over 25 million windows covered and our 100% satisfaction guarantee, you can count on Blinds.com to deliver results you'll love. Shop Blinds.com's President's Day Mega Sale Last Chance right now and save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
We've got a big showdown Friday night. We'll continue to talk Michigan, Michigan State. But in college basketball, we talked about the college football playoffs yesterday, expanding from 12 teams to 14 or 16. The other expansion that seems like it is imminent, even though everybody says, oh, it's not guaranteed that it's going to happen. But the NCAA tournament going from 64, 68 to 76 teams.
It's a joke. It's ridiculous. Do you know what?
Why?
Just let them all in. Just have it all. I mean, there's 320 whatever schools. The small conferences, okay, which my alma mater is a part of, only gets one anyway. So in a sense, those conference tournaments are basically part of the tournament. Yeah. So just put them all in anyway. What?
Well, let's not. Okay.
It's hyperbole. Okay. What do you need 76 for? I mean,
how is it any different than 68?
Well, exactly. 64. I thought 64 was perfect. I mean, look, I'm old enough to remember when it was 16 and then 32, and then they made it to 64.
Right.
And it was great. And then, you know, well, you know, we're not getting enough. And it doesn't help the mid-majors as much as people think. It helps the power conferences get more teams in because some actually get to play in that play-in game.
Sure.
You know, because they didn't want to have all four of them be for the 16th seed.
Right.
But how many times, now Greg is a NCAA tournament historian, so I defer to you, and maybe you can change my mind. How many times is a team that has, you know, played in a play-in or even, you know, a really like 12 seed actually done anything in the tournament, making the Final Four, winning the championship? I think once or twice, maybe, tops.
I don't think that's the point. The point is to have more games on opening weekend. And ultimately, that is, you have more games opening weekend because now they've got, I mean, you got, what is it? TNT or TBS or True TV. Mm-hmm. Like you have all of these family of networks that are looking to add games throughout the course of the first weekend. And it's all about eyeballs. It's all about money. And so if you have more games on the opening weekend.
Oh, so you can have more Sunday night games that start at like 11 o'clock at night for the people so you can't stay up and watch them.
Well, you might not, but there are a lot of people that will. It's all about, and it's about gambling.
Oh, I know.
It's more opportunity to put a few dollars down on more games. So it's you follow the money. It's Vegas. It's the networks.
I understand why they're doing it, but it's unnecessary.
If you have a school that you've never heard of already in the 68, what does it matter if you add eight more teams? And some of those eight teams are ones that you have actually heard of because they're in a power conference.
But if they're the 74th team, I mean, they're not going to do anything anyway. Look.
So?
Yes.
I don't think anybody believes that they will.
But why are you so, you're opposed to, what if they did it to football? What if they made the football won 32 teams? You'd be opposed.
Why would you say I'd be opposed?
I think you would be.
Oh, you think I would be?
Yes. Well, you wouldn't be opposed.
I don't necessarily want
a 32-team football playoff?
They do it on what? Is it D3 that has?
I don't know if it's 32, but whatever. I just think sometimes less is more.
Okay, I agree. And I said it yesterday. I think eight teams in the college football playoffs was perfect. But now that they're at 12, they're never going to go less.
Oh, I understand. Look, I understand.
And so if that's the case, then get more games in football, the top teams. And so do I think that number 32 if you're not even in the top 25, that you got a chance to win a national title? No. There's no chance, but it is a movement to be able to get, if you're in the college football playoffs, then maybe there's a chance that the top players won't opt out and they'll actually play in some of those games. Now, I don't know if they would or not because they got no chance of winning a national title, but
right.
it could have that effect on some players. So you get more, instead of just a glorified spring game, you get more of the top players playing. And in this, again, if you're at 68 teams already, what does it matter if you go to 76?
I think sometimes it just gets to a point, it's overkill.
Yes!
I'm with you, John, in terms of what's it really matter because it's only eight more teams. But then when you think about things, it just gets to be overkill. They're trying to make, it doesn't make it any better. It really doesn't.
No, I don't think it does either.
These leagues, all sports worse. In general, quickly need to take a page out of the NFL. The NFL hasn't expanded in 22 years. It's the most popular thing sport in the country, and you could argue throughout the world. And guess what? They don't overkill it because it just gets to be too much. The NHL, they have 32 teams too. It's a mockery. Why do you like the Four Nations? Because it's great hockey, because there's great talent on the ice. The talent is too spread out. And in general, I know I'm kind of going across the board here, but it gets all these other sports try overkill. Take a page out of the NFL.
Well, you get to the Sweet 16. You could make the argument that the talent is too spread out to begin with at that level. And so, you know, whether or not it's 32, it's 64, it's 68, it's 76, at this point, who cares? It's not going to make it any better. I agree with that. I don't think it's going to make it any worse.
It makes it less special when you have all
focus
those
on
teams
things to make the sport better instead of expansion and getting bigger, bigger, bigger.
Right.
Things never get smaller. They always get bigger. That's not common sense. Things need to be, there needs to be a balance to the force.
Everything in this world right now has to deal with money.
Money.
That's the way it is. All right. It's time for Heather. And news.
Yes. So police with the Oakland County Sheriff's Office are continuing to investigate that case where three children were abandoned in a Pontiac home for years, where we're now learning they were receiving like a loaf of bread to eat and they were just terrified to go outside. Sheriff Michael Bouchard says that they've received so far sufficient clothing donations for these kids, and they're now hoping to raise money to help pay for any of the medical expenses or educational costs that they may have. He also said that while questions obviously still remain about the case, they do know some more information. Like I said, one of the last meals that these kids got was literally a loaf of bread dropped at their door that they were supposed to share, and it was supposed to last up to 4 days. Also, the kids basically never left the apartment, apparently fearful of being outdoors. The 15-year-old boy was the only point of contact between the siblings and their mom, and he is the only one that ever walked outside twice during those basically 5 years, once to get the mail and once because he wanted to feel the grass, right? Like it the more you hear, it's just absolutely devastating. Both the teenage boy and his two sisters, who are 12 and 13, are now staying apparently at a social services organization nearby. The sheriff also says that they're already improving. The girls, or at least one of the girls, is now talking quite a bit. So already seeing some good signs of improvement, but kind of walked through other things. Like everyone's saying, like, how could this happen, right? Like, how could these kids be undetected for so many years? And he went into some details about the kid's father, who was incarcerated at the time, has since gotten out and had tried to see them, but the mom wasn't allowing him to see the kids, the school.
Have they arrested the mom yet?
Oh, yeah, she's arrested. Yeah, she was arrested. The case has been given to the prosecutor's office. But like when they were no longer in school, it was right around the pandemic time. So it's like there was all this
lost in the shuffle.
Yes, with the school. You know, neighbors never saw the kids outside, didn't realize what was going on. There was like a lot of the food was delivered, they say, by like DoorDash or services like that, Instacart. But they weren't having any contact with the kids indoors. They're literally just dropping the food off, paid for by mom, and going. It's just
unreal.
It is. It's like I think his words were soul crushing. Like it literally is. You hear more details and it breaks your heart. Breaks your heart. A 19-year-old from Dearborn died in a car crash on the Southfield Freeway Tuesday afternoon. The crash happened right around 1 p.m. on northbound M39 near Plymouth Road, left the freeway closed for probably several hours, more than an hour at least. And a witness says that this teen was speeding, lost control of his car, and then rolled over. Michigan State Police Lieutenant Mike Shaw says, you know what, they can continue to see the same risky and dangerous driving, and is reminding everyone behind the wheel, hey, you need to follow the speed limit because this was preventable. You must not drive distracted, and obviously don't drive impaired. Cleanup efforts are ongoing in Southwest Detroit days after that really old 90-year-old water main burst, obviously causing massive flooding. Officials say it will likely take 7 to 10 days to repair the water line. And officials say, we saw the photos, that this rupture left upwards of 4 feet of icy water covering, you know, neighboring streets, sidewalks, yards, and obviously flooding people's homes, their basements. An estimated 150 to 200 homes had water in their basement. And there's a lot of families that have accepted an offer from the city to stay at temporary housing in a hotel. It's a pet-friendly hotel. And what's really cool is that if you have a dog that's technically too big for the rules of the hotel, there's a dog, an animal shelter that has stepped up and said, you know what, we'll house your dogs while you're staying here at this hotel. And once you're able to go home, obviously, your dog can go back. With you. So it's a lot of people are stepping up and helping out the community. So
that's good. All right. Thank you very much, Heather. Coming up next, get ready to get on that carousel. 97 won the ticket. All right. It's free agency time in a few weeks for the NFL. Obviously, the franchise tag stuff started yesterday. No results yet.
No, nothing's tags.
And no, we didn't expect much early. I think it lasts another 2 weeks. But we kind of wondered who's going to go where in our free agent carousel. Gov.
Yeah, so I got a list of nine players here. We're going to go through. You guys are just going to kind of pick wherever you think they will land. For whatever reason, I'll tell you what, the little thing going through this exercise, free agency class is not very good this year.
It has some, there's a couple high-end prospects and that might be available, but for the most part, you're right. It's not a great free agent class.
All right, Sam Darnold.
I'm going to stick with what we said to the quarterback carousel last week. I think he's staying in Minnesota. I think they're going to franchise him. I think he's too good for them to just trust JJ. We don't even know how healthy JJ is going to be. You know, sign him to a 1-year deal or whatever, you know. So he had two bad games. His last two games were bad. I don't think that's a referendum on having him as a quarterback for the season.
Oh, having him on the team. I would agree with that. Yeah. But I think they franchise him and trade him because they want to get some value out of him. And I think he ends up not going in free agency, but ends up at the Raiders. They need a quarterback to move forward. There's no path to a quarterback unless they get one in free agency or via trade. And if Minnesota lets him go in free agency, he ends up at the Raiders. If they try and get value out of him, they tag him. They take the risk because they can. They're not paying another quarterback big money. If he ends up on the roster, so be it. But I think he ends up with the Raiders.
Well, I just say one thing. There's one domino here that could affect Sam Darnold huge, and it's Matthew Stafford if he gets moved.
It's Matthew Stafford, and it's also the decision by Aaron Rodgers.
Yep. All right, T. Higgins.
I think he ends up in Washington. There is no team that has more cap space that is a contender than the Washington Commanders. They can go out there and spend on edge. They could trade, and we've always seen, you know, Myles Garrett, the number one odds are, if he doesn't stay in Cleveland, is to be with the Commanders. They can also go out and spend because they have Jaden Daniels. They're not spending money on their quarterback. They're not going to spend money on him for a couple more years, so give him as many weapons as possible. If he's not in Cincinnati, I think he ends up with the Commanders.
I'm going to go unconventional. I'm going to say it will be Cincinnati. I know they don't do this, but they can't afford to piss off Joe Burrow. I mean, when you have him and Chase, I know it's a lot of money at that position. They still have Hendrickson that they're going to have to deal with. But, you know, Joe Burrow is the franchise, and they can't piss him off.
But Joe Burrow also understands that we proved it last year. I could have an MVP caliber season, and we still don't make the playoffs. They're going to have to do something on defense. They've got to spend money on defense, and I think Joe Burrow is smart enough to understand that.
All right, the next one is a guy that played Super Bowl Sunday, and I got to say, I think nobody made more immediate money in that game than this guy, and it's Josh Sweat.
Yeah, I mean, he would look good here if the Lions, you know, can't get anybody better. But I have him going to the Atlanta Falcons. The Falcons were 31st in the NFL in sack rate. He's only 28 years old.
And they'll probably lose Judon to free agency. Mm-hmm. And I don't think he had the season that they were hoping he was going to have, is obviously with their ranking 31st in pass rush. I think he ends up down in Carolina. They're a team that's going to try and invest on the defensive side of things. They got better play out of the quarterback position near the end of the season. I think they're going to ride with him again. And so
they re-signed Andy Dalton, too.
Right. And so I think that he ends up down there because they need somebody to pair with Derrick Brown.
All right, next one, Ronnie Stanley.
Ronnie Stanley, to me, had one of the best years in a contract year for an offensive lineman. They know what they have in Baltimore, and he goes absolutely nowhere. They pay him in Baltimore. He stays there and continues to have developing into a really good career.
I think that makes a lot of sense, but I'm going to say another team with lots of cap space that wants to build an offensive line, and their head coach knows the value of an offensive line for the offense he wants to run, the Chicago Bears. Take Stanley, you know, tons of cap space, and their offensive line, frankly, blows.
Mm-hmm.
All right, next one, DJ Reed.
DJ Reed. Well, you mentioned the team before, John. A team that, believe it or not, they were ranked 31st in pass defense as far as yardage goes. I have him going to the Baltimore Ravens. I mean, they have Kyle Hamilton already,
yeah,
but their pass defense is very disappointing.
And they love that Reed in the back of the jersey.
Yes, they do.
And I mean, he's not—he's not going to be Ed Reed by any means. But
I dare you.
There's another team too that has the most cap money, and I almost put T. Higgins to New England because of Drake May and the amount of money that they could spend. They could just spend more than anybody else. They can also do it in the secondary. This is a team that Mike Vrabel is going to address the defense. He's going to add defensive talent, and I think DJ Reed is one of those guys that they could spend some money on.
Next one is a huge name, and maybe somebody will finally say the Lions, because you haven't said the Lions yet for any of these guys. Khalil Mack.
Well, I haven't said the Lions because it would be completely out of character for Brad Holmes to spend big money in free agency. Now, Khalil Mack's not going to take big money, but I think he ends up down in Tampa. I think this is a team, the edge is one of their big-time needs. They know what they have in Baker Mayfield, the offense, and we'll talk more about them here in just a few minutes. But I think they want to, again, Vita Vea in the middle. They've got that locked up. They need more pass rush, and I think Khalil Mack is a cheaper way of doing it at this point in his career.
Gov, not so fast, my friends. I have him going to the Detroit Lions.
Woo!
It makes so much sense. One year, maybe even two, not a huge amount of money, flexibility to get all the other guys done, hopefully. So, and you know, they'll try for Myles Garrett. Chances are they'll strike out, and Khalil Mack is a very tasty alternative.
Ooh, very tasty.
Oh, you know, a Big Mac.
The next one is a guy that has suffered a few big injuries in his career, but still a solid number two. Now, I saw this morning, actually, that they are negotiating with the Bucs, but nothing's done yet, so we can still say his name.
Yeah.
And you just mentioned the Bucs with Mack.
I think Chris Godwin stays in Tampa. And you mentioned, I mean, who doesn't love a solid number two? But you've got to be able to have him along with Mike Evans. And he has had those injuries. And there is no one that knows you better than the team that you have been with. No one is willing to spend as much money on an injured guy if they believe the injuries are, I don't want to say fluky, but non-repetitive. I think he ends up staying in Tampa Bay.
If he doesn't stay, he goes to another warm weather destination, and that's Arizona. You team him up with Marvin Harrison. You got Trey McBride there, the tight end. Kyler would have no more excuses. That's a pretty good threesome there.
Yeah, and I love where we're going with this. But I want to go back real quick to Jeff Sweat. Who was his coach early on in his career at Philly?
Oh, Gannon, their head coach.
Well, and so you know, you look for him possibly to go out to Arizona. Sorry.
That's okay.
All right, next one, Nick Bolton.
Nick Bolton, John, you mentioned this team, and you mentioned this team with defense. Nick Bolton is a killer. He's got Mike Vrabel written all over. He goes to New England.
You know what? And they have the money to spend on so many free agents. It's going to be crazy how that team can remake itself in a year with such a young quarterback in Drake May. I've got him going to Denver, We know what they've been able to do there offensively, and they'll continue to develop that offense under Sean Payton. But defensively, it's a team.
Joseph is a really good defensive coordinator, isn't he?
Yes, yeah, yeah. And so Vance Joseph, he's been there a couple times. But, yeah, I think that they address their defense. And Nick Bolton, you mentioned it, he's an assassin. He's a killer. They need that in Denver.
I think you mentioned New England. I think New England is a candidate to make a move this offseason that nobody sees coming, to acquire a humongous contract and a borderline superstar in the game. Like, I'm just speculating here, but nobody saw Tyreek Hill coming a few years ago,
right,
when he was going to get traded. And that once that started, and Miami had the money. And I think New England could be a candidate to acquire some sort of weapon for Drake May like that. But let's get to the final one, and it's a local one. Carlton Davis.
Carlton Davis. I'll just give you two letters. A.G. He's gone to the Jets to play for Aaron Glenn. Aaron Glenn loved him.
I think that's a reasonable pick. I think this will anger Lions fans.
Oh, no.
I think he goes to San Francisco. They need help in the secondary. And I mean,
privileged. That's what Valeni calls.
Oh, I know. and that's why I said it would anger Lions fans, because they need help at the corner position. They need depth at the corner position. And I think Carlton Davis, I think he's a great match for Robert Saleh's defense.
Puts a lot on Terrion Arnold then.
And ladies and gentlemen, that is our free agent carousel. It is actually Stoney in for the vacationing Jim Costa. He is John Jansen. She is Heather Park. Our telephone number is 248-539-9797. Michigan State wins last night over Purdue, 75-66. Great game by the Spartan bench. 35 points to 11. They outscored Purdue's bench. Cohen Carr was really good. Jace Richardson again. Frankie Fiddler had a really nice game as well. Mm-hmm. And they play Michigan on Friday. All right, Kyrie Irving. Why are you bringing up Kyrie Irving? Well, Kyrie Irving, as I don't know, to be polite, I guess would say would be mercurial. Would that be a word to describe him?
Yeah, or he's odd.
Odd, bizarre, you know, flat earther, that whole deal, some other stuff, controversial things, yep, that he's been involved with. But actually, the last couple of years in Dallas, he's been
relatively silent.
Yeah, he's played some really good basketball, plays through pain a lot. You know, he does get injured a lot. There's no doubt about it. He's a terrific basketball player. There's no doubt about it. He played for the, you know, United States Olympic team in 2016. Kyrie was born in Australia, where his father was playing basketball for one of John's favorite teams, the now defunct Bulleen Boomers.
Yes, the Boomers.
Of the
yes.
Southeastern Australian Basketball League.
Mm-hmm.
And his father holds Australian citizenship. Kyrie Irving said right now, quote, "We are in the process of making the switch from Team USA, just trying to figure out what's going to be the best route for me to be eligible to play for Australia in the Olympics. There's a lot of paperwork between that. Team USA still has a decision to make. I'm just trying to do what's best for me. Honestly, if I can be an Aussie at one point in my career and play for the Australian team, that would be great." You know, look, I know it's still
a problem with that.
Yeah, I do have a little problem with that.
And that is?
Once you have played for one country, unless you, you know, move and live in that other country for a substantial period of time, you shouldn't be able to switch and play for another country. And it's not just, this is not an anti-Kyrie Irving. I was appalled when Chris Chelios, who we all love, tried out for the the Greece bobsled team because he has Greek heritage. His grandparents were born in Greece. To me.
So you have a problem with somebody honoring their heritage?
Yes, I do, for the Olympics. Yes. If you're an American, if you're born in America, the United States of America, you should be play for the United States. Or if you were born somewhere else, you might have dual citizenship.
which Kyrie Irving does have, was born in Australia.
I had a problem with Joel Embiid deciding he playing for the United States, and because France was all pissed off because he lived there for a long time. Actually, he probably should have played for, I think Cameroon was where he was born. Just play for the country you're born in and raised. And when, once you make that decision,
you can't.
No, you're done. You play for your country.
So
too many times, it's a lot of people just trying to make a publicity stunt. I don't think Kyrie Irving is in this case a publicity stunt, but somebody who's not good enough to play for a particular country that they were born in and raised in said, you know what, I'm not good enough. I wasn't good enough to make the United States bobsled team. I'll try to make it for Greece because Grandpa was born in Greece. I think that's BS. And look, another thing, like the World Baseball Classic. I don't know because baseball's been out of the Olympics a little bit. I think it's coming back. Like the World Baseball Classic, it's like every Jew from who plays professional baseball in the United States plays for Israel. Even though you have no Israeli heritage, just because you're Jewish and you sympathize with Israel or whatever, that means you should play for Israel? No, you should play for the United States if you're good enough. Sorry, I'm not good enough to play for the United States. I have a cousin, who grew up in Aruba. I'll play for Aruba.
Well, come on, so really? If you're not good enough to compete for the United States, yet you have, as Heather would put it, your people are in other parts of this world, I have no problem with that. Because if you're not good enough to make the U.S. team, but you're good enough to make one of these other countries, I don't think the U.S. team should feel threatened. You already didn't make it here.
I'm not even worried about the United States being threatened. It's just, to me, it's common sense. You play for your country.
Yes, but your country could also be another country. If you want to honor grandpa, grandma, whatever it is, your people, I have no problem if you're going to go play for another country. I mean, initially when I saw this, I thought, okay, well, I just need to investigate this. Is Kyrie Irving, because he's weird, is he just going to go play for another country simply because he might not make the 28 team here for USA basketball and just wants to be in the Olympics? That's a different case. But he was born in Australia. He has maintained dual citizenship. So I have no problem with Kyrie Irving doing that. Yeah, he did win a gold medal for USA. Thank you very much. And he's going to go to Australia and compete for that team. If it ends up playing out that way, I've got no problem with that. And if you have heritage, your family tree is in other parts of this world, I have no problem with you going and playing for another country.
It's like Olympic free agency, for crying out loud. Yes, I'm hyperbolizing a little bit. I just think once you make that decision, like if he would have decided to play for Australia from the get-go, that's fine. You were born there. I get it. He keeps switching. Suppose he was younger. He said, after playing for Australia, I like the back of the United States. I'd rather play for the red, white, and blue again and go back and forth. I mean, it's stupid, in my opinion.
Well, and you're allowed your opinion.
Yes.
And I have no problem with it. As long as there is a family connection or you have, citizenship in another country.
What's your line of delineation?
The line of demarcation. Yes. It has to be, you have to be directly off the trunk of the tree. So it's not, I had a distant cousin that was, lived in Serbia, so I'm going to go play for the Serbian national basketball team.
Right.
He was born, he spent 2 years in Australia, mm-hmm. has maintained dual citizenship, and I have no problem with him going over there and playing.
You know what? The perfect phrase for this would be the transfer deportal.
Yes, you're right. Brett Hull, some ticket text. Brett Hull was born in Canada and played for Team USA, Stoney. Simmer down. I know that, but he didn't play for, I don't believe he played for Canada, and then he played for the United States. He chose
some guys aren't going to. That's fine.
Kyrie was left off the last two Olympic teams, so what's the big deal for another country?
Yeah.
Stoney, Kyrie was blackballed from the USA Olympics the last run. That's why he's doing this. All right, Kyrie, maybe that is a decent...
It's acceptable. It raises to the Stoney standard?
It might, yes. However, I'm talking about the other stuff is even worse. The Chelios thing, I don't understand it.
So if you've been blackballed by your country, you can go play for another country. Got
yeah,
it.
Exactly. How does he have heritage on the other side of the world if it's flat?
Well, he's just going to fly there in a straight line.
This
is, to me, such a stony take.
I know. I just saw it. I said, really? You're going to play for the Australia?
I saw that last night, and I thought, oh, we're going to have to talk about this because, and I talked to my wife about it as well, and I left the name out. I said, hey, this is a situation. There's an athlete has competed for the U.S. in the Olympics. And she says, well, what sport? I said, shouldn't matter what the sport is. And I told her, you know, this is the set of circumstances. They were born in another country, lived there for a couple of years. Do you have a problem if they were to go play in that other country for the Olympics? And she said, no, but you know, it may matter that there's a different hierarchy in sports was her, you know, take on this. Because I know it happened recently with a figure skater in China in the last Winter Olympics. And it was more of a, they were going to pay her a certain sum of money. And I don't remember what the name was. She came up with it, and you know, figure skating is not in my wheelhouse.
Right.
But I think there are certain situations where I'd say no. But in this one, I have no problem with it.
All right, 248-539-9797.
Can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework. Head to Safeway this week for these amazing digital deals for members. Signature Farms chicken, split breasts, drumsticks, or thighs, buy one, get one free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. Or a wheat variety bread, 24-ounce selected varieties, buy one, get one for free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. And Progresso soup, 18 to 19-ounce selected varieties, buy two, get three free of equal or lesser value when you buy five. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Nick's Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Nick's, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Nick's Menswear, your friend in style.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.